SBS στα ελληνικά.
Miranda Frangou, let's start with your age, where you're from, and how did you come to play your role in this lovely Australian movie, Breath?
I'm 19. And I'm from Brisbane in Australia, and I came to be involved with Breath just through an audition that came through my agents. So I had been acting in school plays and things, nothing really professional. It was just kind of just through school. And when I was 16, I decided to get an agent. And about 6 months after starting to work with that agent, I got the script, or not the script, but the audition material came through just in an email. And I did a couple of auditions and got the role. And that was it.
You were chosen. So this is your first time that you actually play in a big screen movie.
Mm-hmm.
How was the experience?
It was great. I had a lot of ideas about what I thought, it was going to be like, because I watched a lot of films and I watched a lot of interviews about filmmaking, because I'm very interested in filmmaking as well as acting. And at first it was really strange, because it was kind of like pulling the curtain on an operation or something.
Yeah.
It functioned a lot more, the film set functioned a lot more like a construction site than I was expecting. But everyone was extremely welcoming, because it was my first job as an actor, as well as my first film. And everyone on set, including Simon and the cast members and first assistant directors, everyone was really welcoming. Very, very eager to work together and make something really beautiful, which I think Breath definitely is.
Is it a dream come true for a 19-year-old girl to act alongside famous Australian actor like Simon Baker?
Well, yeah. I was 16 when I auditioned and 17 when we shot it. And, he's very well known in Australian circle, so it was really, really great to work with him. And he's also the director, and I didn't have any scenes with him as an actor, but he's a brilliant director. I really think he will make many more great films.
Did you find any difficulties during the shooting, the location, and generally adapting to the role?
The acting wasn't a difficult part. It was more just adjusting to the set, or not the set, but the actual process of making it. On my first day, I was pretty nervous. just for no other reason than it was just my first time and I didn't want to look bad. But we got to shooting the first scene, and I didn't realise that before they called action, they called about six other commands, and that really threw me off. Well, not too much, but it just surprised me. There was a lot of kind of getting used to, and I didn't realise how quickly films are made, and how efficient everything has to be in order to get the shot.
The final result.
Yeah, but the role wasn't difficult for me to. I read the book twice, and I constructed the character before I arrived on set. So she wasn't, and obviously she developed a bit while we were shooting, because you discover things as you're shooting, and that's because of the other actors and because of Simon. And even just your environment, it changes things slightly, but it wasn't the challenging part.
The story of breath is a coming out of age story about teenagers that learn through older people about life and surf. Do you find that by participating in the movie, you gained some life skills as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. I like working with adults and being around adults because they've lived a bit longer and they have more and, well, most of the time more, but they definitely have different wisdom than people our age. So, yeah, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about filmmaking, but also about people. It was a very enriching experience.
And the shooting was done in Western Australia. You're from Brisbane, so you had to travel to the other side of Australia for this movie.
Yeah.
Was it your first time there? It was nice scenery?
Yeah, it was my first time there. It was really beautiful. And it was very strange because I really did get a sense that I was on the other side of the country, which I wasn't expecting. I don't know why, but I just sort of... I've been to Tasmania where my grandparents live and Victoria and New South Wales many times, but yeah, there's something different, something probably a little bit magical in Western Australia. It's really beautiful physically, the landscape, and it's also just there's something that I can't quite describe or put my finger on, but the quality that it has that is different to the rest of where I've been.
Do you believe that movies like Breath showcase the Australian landscape around the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the major strengths of Breath is its cinematography and its location. It's really beautiful, and I think that the water cinematography as well, especially by Rick Rafici, is amazing. And I think that if anything, people will really be interested in coming to Australia and seeing what Australia has to offer.
Surely. The thing about Australia is that it's very multicultural also, and it has attracted migrants from all over the world. From what we can understand from your surname, Frangou, you have a Greek background. Would you like to speak to us about that?
So my grandfather on my father's side is from Cyprus, a little village called Aia Marina, I think, if I'm saying it correctly, which is about 20 kilometres northwest of the capital. And he came over in 56, I think, to study. He was awarded a scholarship as part of the Colombo Plan to study agricultural science, which he did in Victoria. And he met my grandmother when he was going back to Cyprus for a visit, and she was en route to England when, I think it was in 58.
Was your grandmother from Cyprus too, or England?
No, my grandmother's of an English background, but she's Australian. Mm-hmm. She was from Tasmania, yeah.
So they married here. He built his life here, and Australia gained him. And now you are the latest success in the family, let's say. How have you dealt personally with the media exposure and this change in your life, becoming a person of the spotlight?
Well, there hasn't been too much. There hasn't really been any change. The only people that I'm that are sort of aware of the fact that I'm in it of people that I already know, so they just are saying, they're a bit surprised and they're saying congratulations, but yeah, there's no real changes. Once the premiere was interesting, the photography was a bit strange, but yeah, there's no real change for me. I'm still just auditioning for roles and various things, and I have two and a half normal jobs as well as auditioning.
What else do you do?
I work at a news agent near where I live, and I work at an after school care, and then I do nannying and other little odd things for people.
Well, I guess it's pretty early to leave by acting alone. But do you plan to keep on acting and pursuing films and acting jobs in the future?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. It was not. It wasn't an accident. My coming to be in this film wasn't an accident. So yeah, I've been auditioning a lot, particularly last year. I didn't audition too much in year 12 because my parents wanted me to focus on doing my best. But I auditioned quite a bit last year, and then I've been auditioning this year, and it's definitely where I want things to go. It's just a matter of doing your best and hoping that someone will see something in you that they like, I guess.
And there is a boost in Australian film industry right now, or even international filming choosing Australia as a location, like the Pirates of the Caribbean. So I guess there is going to be a future in this industry.
Oh, yeah. I think from what I can tell, I think... Sorry, I'm in a park. There's a little dog. It's just come after me. I think... Australia is a great place to produce movies. We have so much to offer. I think Australians have a really great work ethic, and we produce some great actors. Not speaking about myself, obviously, but we do. We produce great actors, and I think we all...
Do you have any role models in acting? Some Australian actors, probably, that you admire?
Australian actors?
Mm-hmm.
Well... yes, definitely. I don't know if I want to. I don't know. I might be embarrassed to say though, in case I meet them one day. I don't know.
On set one day. That's all right. Last question. Since you've got the background from Cyprus, have you ever visited the island? Are you planning to go there and find your roots?
I haven't visited yet. And, my siblings and I have been talking to our parents about going for a little while. We've got cousins that have been, I'd really love to go. I think it's a really, my dad lived there for a little while when he was younger, and he loved it, and it's also naturally beautiful, and the culture is very interesting to me. And we have a lot of relatives over there, so I would like to get to know it all, get to see it all.
Beautiful beaches, a sunny place like Queensland.
Yeah, beautiful beaches and very warm people.
Mm-hmm.
Kisses on both cheeks, at least.
Yes.
I'm expecting, I hope.
Yes, that's true. That's the culture, kisses on both cheeks.
Yeah.
It was lovely talking to you, Miranda Franco. We wish you all the best for your future. And, of course, the film Breath, we invite everyone to see it and admire you on screen. Well done.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you too.
Πείτε μας τη γνώμη σας. Κάντε like στην σελίδα μας στο Facebook ή ακολουθήστε μας στο Twitter στο SBS Greek.